Hello, Lagos. Good morning and welcome to another episode of Digital Live this fine Sunday morning. I'm Yvonne Okhaifo and my co-presenter is here with me as always, Emmanuel.
Thank you, Yvonne. Hello, Lagos, and welcome to Digital Life. I'm Emmanuel Onka. Digital Life is a show that airs this time every Sunday right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. On this show, we'll help you understand the importance of technology and how it affects the quality of your life. As we spared last time and every time we talk to you on 99.3, expect to learn new things about the world of tech every time you tune into Digital Life.
That's right, Emmanuel. We also have a segment on the show called Gadget Review. Now, on this segment, we introduce you to new and exciting indigenous technologies. Today makes it exactly a month since we kicked off the show. Shekere for this one. Yes.
How's the 1 month been like for you?
It's been amazing. So far, we've learned some tips that can help us stay protected while we use our gadgets online and offline. In fact, last Sunday we brought a hacker on the show to share some insider information and tips to make sure we better protect ourselves, right?
Yes, that's right. And we brought Bomana Ziba Jimobodo. I got the name right, right? You see, I am a fast learner. I tell
them
all the time.
Please do quick and get to that part where you make the world know that Bomana is not just any hacker. He's an ethical hacker.
Oh, what is this now? Okay.
I'm just saying. So Lagos, he's already giving me the island, madam. He did not say that, madam. Madam, please don't do this.
Okay, so Boma is not a wuruwuru hacker. So he's an ethical hacker, a white hat hacker. That means he does not assess your devices. He does not assess it without gaining permission from you. He's a ethical hacker. That means he asks you permission before he can assess your data on any of your devices. So we had quite an interesting conversation last Sunday, and many of you called into the show to share your experiences with hackers, all the experiences that you had with your devices from, you know, wuruwuru hackers.
You did that because we have a hacker in the studio and he's an ethical hacker. You have to differentiate before they say, you people are telling us about hacking, but you're bringing a hacker on the show. Anyway, today we have another interesting conversation centered on social media and child safety. We'll break this topic into two parts. First, we'll discuss social media in more detail because we started that conversation last week, but we didn't quite delve into it.
Yeah,
we didn't quite delve into it the way we ought to have because, of course, time constraint. And, of course, then we will talk about child safety and then parental control. So the first part, we'll talk about social media, how to stay safe on social media, how to protect your information, because Boma said something very interesting last Sunday. We'll come to that anyway. But I'm just, Emmanuel.
Yeah, so Boma Naziba Jimobolo joins us live again. See, I'll just stick to Boma. He's got to beg you. Boma. I'll just do Boma. So Boma joins us live again. Last week, he shared an important piece of information with us, telling us about social engineering. Before last week, I didn't know there was a tag. I didn't know what it really meant when you say social engineer. But from last week, I was able to understand about social engineering and how people send you links online and say, oh, vote for my sister. She's joining the pageantry. And then they get your information, of course. So social engineering basically is what happens when hackers send you information and pretend to be people that we know or you know and you trust, and then they have to share sensitive information with them thinking that they're someone that you know. So yes, we'll have Boma in the studio today again. Join us.
Indeed. Boma, thanks for joining us again. So let's start with this question, right? What's social media? I mean, it sounds really basic, but you know, it's quite important for people to know exactly what social media is. Because sometimes I hear about people say that emailing is social media, YouTube is social media, but I don't know. Is that really what it is?
Well, yes. You can say emailing is social media.
Okay.
Right? So social media is basically like any platform on the internet.
Okay.
Used for like communication. So emails, we all know like the common social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook. So yeah, any means of communication over the internet is social media.
That's right.
Yeah.
Social media. And you told us, as Emmanuel mentioned, social engineering, told us about social engineering last Sunday. Kindly shed more light on this because Emmanuel was just going on and on about it. But you know, some people didn't tune in last Sunday, probably because it was a cold Sunday and you know they just had to do some stuff.
Should we talk about last Sunday? How cold it was.
Anyway, Boma, please shed more light on that social engineering, because a lot of people, they don't know that they are doing it. They really don't know, but yes.
Okay, so basically social engineering is like using psychological means to like make people perform actions that they would not like normally want to do, or like divulge information, right? So you're trying to like trick them, but you're also like, you try to make them trust you, then you trick them into like performing actions or giving out information, like sensitive information. So we have like different social engineering techniques, which like I mentioned last week, phishing. Phishing is the most common. We have phishing, we have vishing, we have...
Wait, hold on. There's a phishing, then there's a vishing.
Yes.
Boma, please, for the love of...
I will go into
Jesus, for the love of God. Please tell us, because phishing, vishing, what is going on?
So we have phishing, we have vishing, we have whaling, we have baiting.
Why do they all have to center around the sea, the ocean?
Why?
So we have honey trap and... Yeah, a lot of like social engineering techniques. But then, like I said, phishing is the most common. So the reason why it is called phishing, right? So phishing, you are sending like a link to someone.
Like, well, hold on, Boma. So just to be clear, phishing is the phishing.
Yes.
Because it's not the one that you use hook to go to the CEO.
That's the inspiration behind it.
I mean, because everything all the terms you use were kind of, you know.
So you know when you go to the sea to like fish, right? You have your hook. And then you have maybe a bait, right?
True that.
Something attractive for the fish. And then they come and they eat, right?
Right.
So that's kind of like the same technique. You have like something your victim can like hold on to, or they trust. Maybe you are like sending them to download something through like email address. But then you are spoofing the email. That means you are forging like an email that they are used to, right? And then they'll be like, oh yeah, this is coming from like my boss, this is coming from like my organization, let me click on it, right?
Right.
So it's more like baiting, just like the way you go to the sea to fish. So that's the inspiration behind it.
Okay.
So yeah, like I said, we have different social engineering techniques. We have also tailgating. And one thing people should know is that...
Well, you've not told us about vision. You said talked about fishing. So, Tell us about vision.
So vision is like fishing, but then it is voice. So that's why they replace the PH with
voice. It's over the call.
So we also have SMS phishing. Usually phishing is usually done by emailing and other social media platforms. But then we have specific for SMS. So that's SMS phishing. So vision is more like phishing, but then with voice. So it's over the call.
So someone calls you and goes, hello, is this Yvonne?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm calling you from your bank. UBA.
Exactly. Yes.
There's something... That's the kind of thing.
Vision.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, Boma, let's get something very straight. I perceive, you know, I have an Instagram account, okay, that I run. I found out that all of a sudden, I see like random things happening on my Instagram account that I'm not even aware of. Mm. So I see a comment somewhere that it looks like I made, but I didn't make the comment, okay? With my own account. Oh. So how do we basically know when we've been hacked?
An evil spirit is using your account.
No.
But they'll be asking for an afternoon. But Boma answered the question. Okay. He doesn't know.
So how do we know we've been hacked? Because it seems like sometimes these hackers penetrate our system, but then they don't take entire control of it.
Yeah.
You understand? So they just maintain a little bit of access, or they come in once in a while. So how do we actually can tell if our social media accounts have been hacked?
Like last week, I talked about hacking, and I talked about the CIA, which is the Information Security Triad, right? So the reason why we have the CIA, confidentiality, integrity, and availability. Confidentiality is making sure that information meant for you is only disclosed to you, right? So if I have access to such information which is meant for you, and I'm not supposed to have access, it means I have breached confidentiality. It means there is something wrong. You have been hacked. Integrity is me being able to tamper with your data. If I send you a message, right, and before it gets to you, someone has intercepted that message, tampering with it, then integrity has been breached. Then availability is ensuring that information, data that is meant for you is available when it is meant for you, right? So if any of these are like threatened, then the information security triad, then you can say you have been hacked. So when it comes to social media, right, if you notice like, oh, like you said, you see comments where you did not like, you know,
it wasn't me,
that's an indication that, oh, something is wrong. So usually most of these like hackers, what they do is they use bots, right? Sometimes you go to your Instagram and you see, oh, you're following someone you know you did not follow, right? they track your activities online, and they have like automated systems, we call them bots. They have like automated systems that basically like help them to do that. Sometimes they are not necessarily like in your account. They don't necessarily have your credential.
Yeah,
to like, oh, let me log into your social, your Instagram account to do this, right? But they have like bots that enable them to do this. So if you notice like these suspicious like activities like in your account, like you see a comment somewhere that you know you did not do, or you see like following, yeah, you can flag it to Instagram.
So let me ask this. Why is it that Instagram and Facebook seems to be the most porous social media platforms?
Oh, well, you would say that because I think generally, like when it comes to like user statistics, right? Facebook, Instagram, they have more users. So the thing about it is more users, more access, more vulnerability. Because when it comes to security, we have three like main levels of security, like three aspects of security people should watch out for: technology, process, and people. And people, like, they classify people as the weakest link of security. So yeah, you have a platform where you have 1 billion users, and you have other platforms where you have 200 million users. Where do you think would be like most successful?
Definitely the billion.
That is why when you call, and you know, Facebook and Instagram, they are owned by the same corporation. So yeah, that is why, that's I would say that's the most significant reason why they are like the most targeted social media platforms.
So you said last week that once your account has been hacked, any of them, Facebook, Instagram, which like we all rightly noted now is the most porous, you can't retrieve it back.
No. Once your credentials have been changed, even like Instagram, they'll tell you, oh, if you want to retrieve this, you have to maybe provide your phone number. But then your phone number has been changed. They won't be able to. So I'm going to just share something. One time, one of my friends, he lost his phone, right? And all his data was backed up on his Google Drive. So he couldn't retrieve it. And then he reached out to me and said, oh, Boma, how can I do this? And I told him, oh, maybe try sending, using like, try to send Google an email telling them about it. And I reached out to one of my friends working at Google, and he said, oh, unfortunately, like, nothing can be done. If your root credentials, like the main credentials you're using, like registering that account, signing up into that account, right? If they are compromised, unfortunately, Google, they might not be able to help you, because if they are going to help you, they'll need like a second level of validation, which is most times sent through OTP. But then that's control has been taken off you.
So you mentioned last week that when an account is hacked, right, the only form of the only possible thing to do is negotiate with the hacker, with the terrorists.
Yes.
Online terrorists.
Do not negotiate with terrorists, Boma. Why should we do that?
Well, like I said, once you lose your account, right, the control is now in the hands of the terrorists, like you said. As someone into security, right? Most times we don't. I spoke to him last week about ransomware, which I don't know if we are going to discuss. So usually, like, we tell people, once you start negotiating with an attacker, with a terrorist, right, it continues.
That's the problem.
It continues.
You know.
So the truth about it is, we have to be very careful. Once, if it is very important to you, and then you go on with the negotiation, right? Immediately you get your credentials, try to change
everything.
Try to change every single thing, so you don't like fall back into their hands, because they'll keep on coming. Say, oh, I'm with this. Some of them are even like possess files that belong to you, pictures,
scandalous images.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, we have to be very careful, basically. But yeah, we'll get to that.
Right. You said malware, ransomware. Let's talk about that. So is that like a difference between malware, ransomware, and virus? Or are they all just, you know, they're all siblings of the same mother? And who is the mother? Then who are the children?
Okay, so in cybersecurity, we have different forms of attack, which malware is a form, right? Malware basically means malicious software. So malicious software, they're like any kind of software that you use to perform malicious activities. Now, when you talk about ransomware, you talk about virus, they all fall under malware, right? We have different types of malware. We have Trojans, we have viruses, we have worms, we have ransomware, which we're talking rootkit and all of that. So yeah, malware is the umbrella term for those kind of software used to perform malicious activities, which you can use to steal information from people, divert information from people, and all of that. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's just like maybe break them down a bit. You talked about ransomware. You talked about Trojan. Yeah. You talked about worm and hair. So, yeah. Like, what do they really do? Like, you know. So, what does ransomware do?
Okay.
Because the term ransom, you know, suggests to me that they're like, do this or, you know, so they take your information and say, pay this amount of money to get it back.
Yeah.
Is that really what it is?
Yeah, so basically ransomware, they are software that encrypt your data. Last week I spoke about cryptography.
Mm.
So
yes.
In simple terms, because I'm speaking to a large audience, so in simpler terms, I would say ransomware, they are software that basically lock your data. They lock your data and you have to pay a certain amount of money, which is ransom, for you to get back your data.
So basically, they just kidnap your stuff online.
Exactly.
You know,
they can even like shut down your entire system. Like you won't be able to access your system. You put it on, and then it's requiring you to impute, and then it's requiring you to impute a password, and you don't have like that particular key. So you have to negotiate with the attacker, saying, so how much am I going to pay to get back my files? How much am I going to pay? So that's basically what ransomware is. Then we talk about worms and we talk about viruses. They're kind of like the same thing. So worms and viruses, they are self-replicating programs. So the difference between a worm and a virus, when you download a worm, right, a worm is just basically going to keep on replicating. The reason why, because it wants to use up your storage.
Okay, storage on your system, on your devices.
On your devices. So I spoke about CIA confidentiality, integrity, and availability. So worm, they affect availability. They are storing up, they are utilizing your storage, meaning deterring you from like using your resources. So that's worm. Then we spoke about viruses. Viruses are also self-replicating, but viruses perform like harmful transactions or harmful activities like within your computer.
So without your knowledge, you don't know what's going on. It's just doing its own thing, turning on
its own. Exactly. Like a virus could be planted in your system to maybe make your programs slow, or to maybe make your programs slow, make your computer like just turn off, like you don't intermittently, you're using it and then it just goes off. So that's it. Then I talked about Trojan.
Trojan,
like if you remember like the Greek, in Greek
Trojan horse,
yes, so that's basically what a Trojan is. It's like a fine package on the internet, or like you're using your system and you see like this very attractive program to download, and then you say, oh, let me download, these are like the perks, and then you download and then it unleashes evil.
I mean, the image of that alone is scary.
So that's basically what a Trojan is. We have different types of like malware.
Okay, so Boma, we've talked about Facebook, we've talked about Instagram, we've talked about how porous they are, then we talked about how they are from one company. Okay.
Yes.
They're owned by one company. But then how come WhatsApp seems to be a very, very safe platform, you know?
Is it really that safe?
Is it really that safe? Okay, because to me, from my own point of view, I feel it's a lot safer. You know, I connect my WhatsApp to my system, I access it on my system, I log out, and that's done.
Right.
You know, people send stuff to me on WhatsApp, send links and all the rest, but I've never lost any of my details or anything personal. And WhatsApp carry like a whole lot more personal things. And then I hear there's encryption on the phone calls. I hear there's
end-to-end
encryption. Even with the latest ban on many phone calls, you know, a lot of Nigerians have been using WhatsApp call quite lately.
Right. Yeah.
You understand? So how safe is WhatsApp for us? Or do they have these issues and we don't just know about it?
Yeah, they definitely have these issues. But then you would say WhatsApp is safer because obviously if I go to Instagram, right, and I search for Boma, I'm seeing different Bomas. Meaning I have access to a lot of Boma. For me to access your WhatsApp, I need your phone number.
Right.
Not everybody has access to your phone number. So there's that part which is making it relatively safer. Because if I'm able to like text you on WhatsApp, it means you must have given me your phone number or someone must have given me. But then it's easier like on those like social media platforms, because I just go and I search for this and I'm like, oh, this could be like a potential victim. Or I search through a mutual friend and you're following him, I'm following him as well. And then I just scroll and I'm like, oh, I've attacked this guy. These are like his friends. Or when I go through your DM and I'm seeing the people you like frequently chat with.
Right.
Yes, I can like easily say, let me try with this. But with WhatsApp, I am not able to see who is on your contact list with WhatsApp. I'm only able to like interface with you. I don't know who you have on your contact list. So that's one part about like saying, oh, WhatsApp is relatively safer. Then when you talk about like functions, right? WhatsApp is basically for chatting. You're just chatting, uploading status. Now for Instagram, there is another bit to it. Now you can upload pictures, you can upload stories. The functionalities, they're like broader than like the other social media platforms. So I would say that is why WhatsApp is relatively safer. But then those other like malicious activities are definitely done on WhatsApp.
Right now we can actually connect our WhatsApp to our Facebook. So if you go on the WhatsApp status and then you upload stuff on your WhatsApp status, you can attach your Facebook profile up there and then instantly just share. So you just click share and it moves straight to your Facebook story. So like it's connected right now. And probably there are plans to get Instagram on board that same connectivity. Does it pose a challenge to us?
Does it pose a challenge to us? I would not say it does. I would not say. I don't think it does.
Okay.
I don't think.
Okay, so you talked about these wares, ransomware, viruses, Trojan. Which of them are social media applications most, or rather most susceptible to?
I would say social engineering, which is a form of attack, right? Social engineering techniques are different from malwares. I told you, we have different types of cyber attacks, which malware is just one part, and social engineering. So I mentioned phishing and all of that. I would say social engineering, because when it comes to social media attacks, you need like interaction with your victim, right? But when it comes to wares, you don't necessarily need like that direct communication with your victim. So yeah, I would say social engineering, they are like more prominent when it comes to like social media based attacks.
Right.
Yeah.
Lagos, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Digital Life on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Yvonne Okhaifo. With me in the studio is Emmanuel Onwuka, my co-presenter. We're discussing social media safety with a hacker, an ethical hacker, if I do say so.
ethical.
Boma Jimobolo is an ethical hacker who has been gracious enough to share important tips with us. We had him last Sunday and he agreed to join us again this Sunday for a continuation of the discussions we had last Sunday that we really couldn't, you know, finish. Now, the question is, have your social media accounts ever been hacked? Okay, if your social media accounts were ever hacked, did you negotiate with your terrorists, with your hackers?
Your personal terrorists.
What did you do? Okay, call us on 01277-0993, 01277-1993, and 01277-2993. For women, call us on 01465-7190. I'll take the numbers again, 01277-0993, 01277-1993, and 01277-2993. For women, call us on 01465-7190.
And for whatever reason you're unable to reach us on call, you can leave us a message on WhatsApp at 00959-75805. 00959-75805.
And the phone lines are buzzing. Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to Digital Live.
My name is Femi. I'm calling from Ogun State.
Okay,
wow.
Femi.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Please, I want that our resource person to tell us how safe is Telegram. Because they didn't talk about that at all. Telegram, how safe it is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's take one more call. Hello? Oh, Mr. Call. Yes, please.
Okay.
How safe is Telegram? Although I'm not really, I don't use Telegram so much.
There are a lot more persons going on to Telegram because it can accommodate more persons. Yes. Like in a WhatsApp group, it's just 250. Exactly. You can only accommodate 250 contacts. But on Telegram, you can go as long as 5,000. So that's why a lot of persons are going there. So tell us.
Hold on. Before he does, let's take one more call so he can answer the questions together. Hello? Sorry about that. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Digital Life. What's your question? Have you been hacked?
Good morning. My name is Stanley. I'm calling from the program.
Okay, Stanley. Shoot.
All right. So, this guy is talking about the Instagram, Facebook, security and activities, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right. So, I just have to pose a question. What about this two-factor authentication? Like me, I've never had my Facebook or Instagram ever hacked. So, because I have this two-factor authentication that I use, I don't know. I think maybe because of that, that is it. Like if someone wants to log in, it usually sends a code to my registered phone number.
Right.
So I usually get that code. So whenever I want to like log in from a different, let me say, device that I've not been used before, I usually get a code. And then if anybody is trying, like if I log in from a different location or something, I usually get this Facebook has this notification that should notify you. Now it's usually sent to Messenger. No, Messenger is linked to Facebook.
Yeah.
It's two different applications. Now, yeah, Facebook have changed recently. They changed it to, instead of notifying you through Messenger, they notify you through your notification or your Facebook app.
All right. So
I want to know, like, that two-factor authentication, is it like, how safe is it? Because to me, that's my business. I've not had any of my Instagram or Facebook hacked before.
Fantastic. We're even going to talk about that as well. But one last call then. I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning. Please turn down the volume on your radio.
Good morning.
Set. Yes, what's your name?
I know Loafo.
Okay.
Please, is Gmail safe? Because my Gmail got hacked yesterday. And I emailed the hacker. He was telling me that we should negotiate, but I didn't really answer him.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Because I've tried every possible way and no response. All right.
Buma.
Okay.
First of all, Telegram. Is Telegram safe? Then this fine gentleman called and said his Gmail was hacked. I know you're going to say there's nothing much he can do except negotiate. But Buma, tell us.
Yeah, so like I explained for WhatsApp, I think the same applies to Telegram, right? When it comes to like chatting based social media platforms and then the other social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram and the likes. But then one thing I know about Telegram is unlike WhatsApp, it isn't like end-to-end encrypted. So that's one fault.
When you say end-to-end encrypted, how do you mean?
It means, so like I said, I mentioned something about confidentiality.
Yeah.
It means when I send you a message, and
it's
when
between
you send,
both
it's
of
just
us.
Between both of us. Yeah.
So right. Telegram doesn't have that function.
Yes. So that's one thing. But then, for you to be able to say you want to hack into someone's Telegram, like read someone's messages and all of that, you have to access Telegram server. So now, I don't think people would want to go through that stress to get to you because that's a whole lot of work. But one thing I would always tell people is your social media platform is as safe as much as you educate yourself. So whether you're using Telegram, you're using WhatsApp, you're using Facebook, you're using Instagram, when you educate yourself on like these techniques, like attackers could like use to like potentially get to you, then you know what to do and know what not to do. So if you're on Telegram, for example, and I know people must have experienced this where you are like in a group chat and then you have people invading the group chat, sending different links. You know these people were not like added into that group chat, right? So if you're on Telegram, for example, and you see something like that, it is up to you to know, oh, this thing could be malicious. I'm not going to engage with this, right? So if you notice, sometimes you see like Telegram links online and you click on it and then immediately you are authenticated into that particular group. So that's also a fault. So I would say if I'm going to rate like which social media is safer or like from safest to, I'll say I'll still put WhatsApp over it. But then at the end of the day, your Instagram account, your Facebook account, your WhatsApp, your Telegram, whatsoever, is as safe as much as you educate yourself.
Yes, one caller talked about two-factor authentication, which we're going to get to in a minute. But, Emmanuel, do we have messages?
Yes, we have a message here. This message says, good morning, Digital Life. My concern is this state of bringing everything into a connection. And that's my question. What are the dangers we are exposed to, and how do we counter some of the dangers? Thank you. Tinka from Ikorodu. So Tinka is asking here about bringing everything into a connection, you know, interconnecting the social media accounts, just like we spoke about WhatsApp interconnected with Facebook and planning to do the same with Instagram. So this interconnecting of these accounts, if you should lose one of your accounts, it's going to affect the rest, right? Is that correct?
Not necessarily. Right. So first of all, I would say the reason why we have that connection is because WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, they are owned by one corporation.
Okay.
Mark is basically trying to monopolize.
Buy everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exactly. So that's why. And the reason why we have this sort of connection is because they definitely want user experience. They want usability to be better. Some people would upload something on their WhatsApp, for example, and then they would like to upload the same thing on their Instagram.
Yes.
So now it is owned by one person. Why not give them the
opportunity to just
do it once and for all. Right? So if you have your Instagram, for example, hacked, that doesn't mean your WhatsApp or your
Facebook
are compromised. Right? From your Instagram, yes, you can be able to like upload status to your Facebook, but that doesn't mean I have credentials to like log into your Facebook. That's why I always tell people, when you are choosing a password, don't use one password for everything. Because if I am able to guess your Instagram account and I know, this guy is not maybe tech savvy or something, I would say, let me try the same password for his Facebook. Let me try it. You don't need a password for WhatsApp.
it's very, very difficult to actually have like three passwords, you know.
You have to develop that.
It's difficult. It's difficult. You know, I think that's why banks give us this token kind of thing. So that it can generate a password for us every single time. Because it's very stressful. Like, I want to try and remember which password I use on my phone, down to my Facebook, different with my email. I'll miss everything now.
Yeah, that's why we also have like password managers. Like safe password manager.
Are they really safe?
But then they now have access to this thing is just doing me somehow. Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Another message.
Yes. This says, good morning, Nigerian. For my name is Shalom. I'm a criminologist and also a tech expert. So far, my Facebook account has been hacked like 3 times. And I would recover them immediately. Oh, wow. You should teach us, because
We should actually have you on this show one of these days. So you tell us how you did it.
Exactly. Because I linked my two Facebook accounts together. They got the two and I recovered. Telegram is very safe and Gmail accept the user link on a register link, which can prone the account to phishing. Oh, okay. So it says Telegram is safe. It's very safe, not just safe. It's very safe. And Gmail accept the user click on unregistered link. So, Boma, what do you think about this? He's saying he got his Facebook account 3 times. I remember that my account was, in quotes, hacked sometime. But when I suspected it, that was like, say, 2015 or so. When I suspected it, what I did immediately was to change my password. Mm. But then I put in a whole lot of numbers and a whole lot of alphabets, you know. And then I think that was the very first time I had the uppercase and lowercase letters on my password. It was actually that, because someone made a post on my Facebook and someone I kind of know. So he had access to it and I don't know what happened. So I just changed it immediately. And that was how I was able to recover and hold my Facebook account down. So he's saying that he was able to recover both of his accounts and they've been hacked like 3 times. So I don't know the method he used, but is this a possible, or the one you were talking about that we couldn't actually recover the accounts was just focused on Instagram?
No, it is actually possible. So it is, some attackers, they are not smart. You hack into someone's account and then you're chatting with this person, do something, do this, but then you've changed like the you've not changed the credentials. You might have like access to my account, right? But then I also have access to the account. So it depends on.
Okay, so let's not make them smart. Because sharing that information now is just making them smart. Let's not make the hackers smart. Thank you very much.
Okay, one call. Hello. Emmanuel, do we have another message?
Yeah, we have another message. Yes. Good morning, Digital Life. I'm CEO Manuel from Ijoko. He said, my question is, what are the dangers of using GB WhatsApp?
Oh, the GB WhatsApp. GB but seriously, WhatsApp. What's the difference between the normal WhatsApp and the GB WhatsApp?
It's a clone?
So I think that GB WhatsApp is the one where even when someone blocks you, you can be able to see, right?
I think it has that function. See, it has like a couple
hacker,
of functions.
As far as I'm concerned, that's a hacker website. No. WhatsApp.
So if someone should delete a post, a status, you'll be able to see it.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah. If someone WhatsApp. Deletes a message to you, if someone sends you a message, and then the person decides to delete the message on a group, on a personal note, you will still be able to see it. You can find that message. You can bring the message back, even if the person deletes it like how long ago.
And for the life of me, what on God's green earth does that GB stand for?
I think you should Google.
Because I mean, I don't
okay. GB. Okay, so let's try and find out what GB.
While you guys are trying, hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Digital show. Life. Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Emma from Akoka.
Okay.
So I don't know if I should say this, but when people say they've been hacked, there's something called a smart lock. These days, apps are requiring you less to put your password each time you want to log in. So what they do is that they save your password to the device. And sometimes some devices can save different users. So for example, now you use somebody's phone and you log out, the person can still log into your account.
Mm.
This reduced when cyber cafes were popular. But even with your phones, people can still do that. Again, you mentioned the second point. People can guess popular dates, like your birthday.
Right.
Maybe I'm born in June. When you use popular dates for your password, people can do it. That's why they require alphanumeric. That means you join numbers and alphabets. Then you use even symbols. So the person must be Dr. Strange to know your WhatsApp. Do you understand?
All right, thank you.
Then finally, people as identity theft, they clone your account. I won't give you details, but that's how they do it.
Okay.
So when they say they hacked your account, it's not that they hacked it, they cloned it. It's okay. Identity theft. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, Emmanuel, have you found it?
No,
GB.
I still can't find it.
See why I said that's a hacker WhatsApp. I mean. No.
So
that's an evil spirit WhatsApp.
Yeah, it's actually a clone, just like I said earlier. So it's a cloned form and version of WhatsApp. And, you know, it has more hacks, it has more, but it's illegal. I remember there was a time.
Oh, it's illegal.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's illegal.
If they hack you, you have yourself to blame for that.
So, so this thing about GB WhatsApp, like you said, it is a clone.
Mm.
And WhatsApp themselves, they would advise you not to do that, because
exactly
when it comes to the internet, right, there is always give and take,
right
you are able to use my platform,
but I have your data
right. So that's the bad thing about using GB WhatsApp. It is a clone, meaning you are getting more functionality. You are able to see people that have turned off their read receipts, you're able to see people that have blocked you, people that have like deleted their status and all of that.
Yeah,
but then they are stealing information from you, which could be used against you. And sometimes it's not even necessarily like used against you, right? They sell your data online.
Like on the dark web?
On the dark web.
Just look at that.
They sell your information. So everyone has like a digital footprint, right? When I walked from like downstairs to this place, right? I have my footprint.
Right.
So like every single thing I do on the internet is stored somewhere. I have my digital footprint, and people like sell such information, such data. So yeah, that's one con of like using GB WhatsApp. So you're getting more functionality, but then you are exposing yourself.
So GB WhatsApp is that carrot with a long stick situation, right? You eat and eat until it chokes you in the throat. A wolf, they say, they purge belle. Emmanuel, I mean, in this conversation, if we stay on it, we will not get to the other half of it. Well, we'll talk about social media and then child control, which is really important in this day and
age.
Yes,
in this day and age.
So maybe we should take one last call on this conversation, on this half of the conversation, social media, and then we'll move over to the other conversation. Hello? Hello? Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Digital Life.
Yeah, my name is Belumi.
Belumi, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'm calling from Korea, actually.
Oh, look at that, Shakira for you.
Thank you. So basically, I'm a penetration tester. Let me just put out there. So I just wanted to know Boma's socials. Maybe like a link up with him.
Okay, oh, okay. He'll share that information at the end of the show.
Okay, so let's move on to the next segment of the show.
Before we do that, this is very important. But that caller mentioned two-factor authentication. Mm. So quickly tell us, what's the process like for two-factor authentication? And then are there other ways of safeguarding, encrypting, making sure that your information is safe online apart from two-factor authentication?
Two-factor authentication, like I said earlier, is basically a second level of authentication. So you have like your transaction passwords or your PIN, for example, and then before you're able to proceed, like gain access into your social media platform or whatsoever, you still need to like validate, you still need to verify that this is who you claim you are. So most times it is sent either like OTP or you get a call from like that particular social media medium saying, oh, hi, this is the code, put blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
And most times your two-factor authentication is either linked to your email address or your phone number. So yes, it is a more secure way of like just keeping your platforms safe.
And that's also available on WhatsApp, yes? Because I know I'm WhatsApp. Able to access, sometimes when I try to log on to WhatsApp, they just tell me to input my password. So I have a password. I was sent a message to do that just as a second layer of security. So sometimes randomly when I want to log on to WhatsApp, they just say, put in your password.
Password, yeah.
Yes, it's 6 digits, so I do that. Yeah, I think that's another level of security. Emmanuel is looking at me like I fell from the sky.
You fell from the sky.
And he uses an iPhone. Just look at that. iPhone user, you don't know.
Don't even go there. Let's start this. For the love of God, let's not go there today. Let's not go there today. I think we already won that.
We did not win anything. Look, agree to disagree.
Baby girl, we won it last week.
Agree to disagree. But Boma, so you're saying two-factor authentication is an important way to safeguard, the data and all that. But what about, there's this thing I wanted to ask about. No. You also shared some general tips last Sunday. Tell us about them again, just so that for some of us that have coconut heads, like Emmanuel sitting next to me now. Have you inputted two-factor authentication?
Yes, I have.
But why you look like you haven't.
Imagine.
Just look.
So you see it on my face.
It's on your face.
So Boma, you can share some of those tips with us. I think it would be very great to have Meta join us one of these days in the studio.
We will definitely do that.
If you listen to us, I would like to know, would you like Meta to join us in the studio and give you some tips about, if you like to ask them questions, if you've got messages for them, just let us know. Send us a WhatsApp message and tell us if you'd like to have Meta join us in the studio and discuss further on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram. But Boma, share some tips with us. Safety tips that we can do to protect ourselves online.
Okay, like I said, beware of the network you connect to. Like you said, awoof the pod.
We like free things.
Wi-Fi and PIN, they connect.
Yes.
But then they can be penetrated. You mentioned something about penetration testing.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's basically it. Beware of the networks you connect to. Then when you're downloading applications, ensure you download from like trusted sources. So for like the Android, you have the Google Play Store. For Apple, you have like the Apple Store. Ensure you download from trusted sources. If you're downloading WhatsApp, if not from a trusted source like Google Play Store and the Apple Store, ensure it's from WhatsApp directly. Because if you're downloading from somewhere else, there is a possibility that WhatsApp might have been tampered with, right? Yeah, then also your passwords. Ensure you keep your password up to date. Like I said, try your best not to use one password for all your accounts, right? For multiple accounts. Mm. And also try to use strong passwords. Don't just use like commonly guessed passwords. Mm. Yeah. Then let me think of like another way you can keep yourself safe, your social media safe.
Two-factor authentication.
Yeah, two-factor authentication, yes. Also, sometimes when we sign up to like these social media platforms, they ask us to grant access, right? To all of that. So beware of that.
True.
Right?
That.
Beware of the third-party applications that have access to your social media platforms, because if I'm not able to directly like hack your social media accounts or like hack your computer, right? I can use something that is connected to your computer to get to you. So beware of like who you give trust to, right?
I was going to ask you, right now a lot of companies, a lot of persons are not really tech savvy, or even if they are tech savvy, they don't really have the time. So a lot of them make use of social media managers. Okay, a couple of persons. So one person gets the job and handles it today. Another person gets the job tomorrow, handles it today. Is it safe? How safe is it? How do people ensure that the person they're giving control of their social media accounts, you know, and how can they maintain control even if that person is no longer there?
That's when contracts come in place. So you are giving control to you. I'm giving control to you, right, to manage my social media accounts. I think it has to do with contracts. So you have to bind it, saying these are like what you can do. We have service level and level agreements, right? Because I'm giving you control to like manage my platforms, right? I want to ensure that this is what I can do, this is what you can do. We clearly define it. So when you have like contracts in place, it's kind of like going to confine you to this, right? So I think that is one way you can use to keep social media managers in check. Yes. So
all right, Lagos, we've come to the end of this segment. We'll go on a very short break and be back with Gadget Review. On Gadget Review, we'll share some applications and tips that can help you monitor the activities of your children online. Stay tuned. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Digital life.
The purpose of the Bureau is to implement the Nigeria Data Protection Regulation.
How do you ensure that third-party places that are not the individuals who registered cannot access that information?
Somebody going out to take a loan from a company, and then you don't read the details.
Inventors and inventions. John, Emmanuel says you designed the phone you're using at the moment. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. I designed a phone called Mi 40 Pro. 512 GB internal memory. And in 12 gig RAM.
Wow.
Tech heads and data.
And there are some applications, when you are making use of them, they will tell you for permission access to your phone. Some of these applications actually record your voice conversations. It's also part of their terms and conditions.
Join us on Digital Life every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, only on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back. You're still on 99.3 Nigeria Info, and this is Digital Life. I am Emmanuel Onka, and with me is my beautiful co-host.
Hi, Emmanuel. Stop washing me, Jaribo. Go on. Don't wash me. But go on.
I have with me my co-host. Just my co-host. No beautiful. Just my co-host. Yvonne Okaifo. Yes, and we've come to the second segment of the show, Gadget Review. This is the part of the show where we tell you about latest applications. It's majorly for indigenous applications, indigenous inventions. But today we're taking a very special twist in it, whereby we're going to apps that can protect children and can ensure that parents are able to supervise the actions of their children on social media platforms. This is coming in wake of a lot of recent stories about the need for parents to actually watch what their kids do online and how social media is influencing teenagers, most especially. So on the show today, we're also having Boma. Boma is going to be giving us more tips. Boma is going to be joining the conversation and telling us about some of these things that we can do and some of these apps that we can use to ensure that our kids are safe on social media space.
Right. In fact, a survey conducted by the Nigeria Communications Commission reveals that 56% of children aged 11 to 16 from both rural and urban areas do not have any form of restriction on their internet usage, probably because parents are tired, they're busy, they're not paying attention, but these things are important, they're quite important. So thankfully Boma is here to help us with that. Emmanuel, let's just delve right in.
So let's go, Boma. So during our research, we came across some tools that can help parents, adults or guardians, you know, and monitor the activities of their kids and their words. And these tools are parental controls applications that can be used to monitor the online activities of minors. Please bear in mind that these apps that we're going to call right now are not 100% foolproof. However, you agree that they are better than doing absolutely nothing.
That's
so
right.
You can take down some of them. And the first one is NetNanny. Now, NetNanny is an app that has a grip web filtering system that analyzes websites. So it can be used to set specific times for children to use devices. Just like, you know, a normal nanny takes care of a kid. That is exactly what this app, NetNanny, does. So it monitors your kids. It tells you, oh, it's time for you to go on break. It's time for you to do this. And it shuts down internet connection. It shuts down the kids' access to social media for the time being. And it blocks pornographic content, phishing websites, you know, block their access to these web addresses and the app, and monitors the physical and virtual location of the kids. So it keeps a track of where the child is, as well as monitors their activities online.
Right, Boma, what apps do you have? What apps do you think are really great?
Just like NetNanny, I also have FamiSafe.
FamiSafe. Can you spell that out so that people can...
FamiSafe.
Okay.
Right, so it's basically like doing what the NetNanny does. But yeah, it's used to block out pornographic content online, so you are able to whitelist websites the children will have access to. I think when it comes to blocking out websites, you don't want your children to like have access to. The best form of protection is whitelisting. So whitelisting is just basically enumerating all the websites you want them to access. Say Google, right? You want them to be able to access, say, facebook.com, for example. You want them to be able to access learning websites. So you just list them out. So anything that is different, that is not on that list, they won't be able to access it.
And you're able to do that on FamiSafe?
Yes.
Okay.
You're able to do that on FamiSafe.
Now the thing is, there's some, like Google, I give them access to Google. They can easily go to the dashboard and type in porn.
Yes.
Okay, so does this stop their access at that very minute? It's like a keyword. Does it have that keyword stroke whereby once you impute the keyword, the access is limited?
Yes. And even if you do not like enable a keyword, right? Because now you've whitelisted, you say, oh, these are like the only websites they can access. So even if they go through Google and they search for like pornographic content and they click on every resource on the internet, I said last week, has a uniform resource locator, which is like the HTTP, blah, 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 blah. When you click on it, because that particular URL is not registered in the system, they won't be able to access it. It is blocked out automatically. So, yeah.
Another thing is social media handles now. Nowadays, we have more pornographic materials on social media website. No, like TikTok, you have it on Instagram, you have people create websites and then they upload pornographic stuff. So if you say, okay, let me limit their access to, let me use Twitter as an example, because we all want our kids to be smart and we probably want them to access the Twitter space and see what's going on. So, but then there are people who are online who just, you know, share this content on their pages, and you can't restrict it, or can you?
Okay, so first of all, when it comes to sensitive content like pornography, gory images and all of that, automatically these social media platforms, they restrict them.
Yes.
So for you to be able to access it, you have to be 18 and above, right? And Why is your child?
Yeah. On Twitter?
Yes.
Why is your child?
Or even Instagram safe?
First of all, so you have to educate them.
It's
very important. You have to educate them. Why are they on Instagram? Why are they on Twitter, right? Most of these like platforms, they have that age limit. You have to be 18 and above, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
So apart from FamiSafe, what other apps are there?
I have a list of them, right?
A list of them. But this conversation, we will not exhaust it today.
Yeah, I'll just list.
Okay, just list. Yeah. Please take down, because we have what? We have less than 5 minutes to go. Where does the time go, Boma? Where does this time go? But list.
Yeah, I have Cool Studio. Cool Studio.
It's spelled with a Q, yeah?
Yeah, Q-U-S-T-O-D-I-O.
So what's different with this one?
It's kind of like the same thing, but more options. I'm just missing out.
So one thing is,
Emmanuel,
this. Are they paid or not?
We don't have enough time for
this
that.
This is paid. I'm going to list a free one.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, we have there's one for Google Family Link, right?
Okay.
So with Google Family Link, you are able to like connect all like your family devices into like one platform. So you can like monitor your children's internet activity. You can be able to like set screen time, which is very important. A lot of parents just let their children like
have just free for all, you
so
know,
they are
just
able
enjoy.
To like wake up by 1 a.m. in the morning and then use their computers and stuff. So yeah, with Google Family Link, you are able to like set those controls for your children.
So Google Family Link is free.
It's free, yeah.
Okay, but
for both iOS and
Android. With this kind of free stuff, is Google trying to say that they don't have, you know, premium features that are only exclusive to people that pay?
So yeah, the premium features that are for Android users. So for iOS users, Apple users.
No, please stop. Don't worry, we'll fight another day. Just come on.
It is only like partially available for iOS users. Yeah, so if you want like the full features, then you have to be an Android user. So yeah,
1-0. That's just it. There's 1-0. Nothing much.
Nothing much. Anyway, just go on.
Yeah, so we have Bark, BARK.
Okay,
you can also use it for parental control, and that's not free. You have some features that are like free, but then if you want like full functionality, you have to pay. Most of them, they're actually, if you want something,
exactly,
first,
some things are worth paying for. Yeah, I mean, actually, you people better know these things now. Not be every time I woof. Some things are actually worth paying for. Yes. Okay, let's imbibe that culture, because it's difficult in this economy, but some things are worth paying for. We're going to have another conversation that will center on parental control. And then we'll have parents call in, you know, talk about how they're able to, because this is really quite important. Yeah. I don't think we've done justice to this segment yet. It's something that we would like to look at again, because of course it's important. But right now we've got to go. I'm Yvonne Okaifo on social media. Find me, follow me, send questions. If you have suggestions, do well to share with us.
My name is Emmanuel Onwuka, and I'm Emmanuel Onwuka on Facebook. Just follow me on Facebook, send me a friend request on Facebook, and I'll be there to take more of your questions and to have more of anything that you want from the show. You can just send me the message.
That's
there.
Right, Boma. That's a guy that called. We don't want to break his heart. Please, quickly.
Hey, once
tell
again,
us.
My name is Boma Naziba Jimogolo.
Okay.
Call me Bonesy.
Or your uncle_Boma.
Uncle Boma.
On Instagram. Boma, I followed you. You did not follow me back.
Wow.
I will drag you.
Wow.
Boma, I will drag you, but it's like, all right. Let's go.
I was actually looking for like your account.
Oh, really?
Don't worry.
I'll send you a message.
Wow. So you guys are doing this.
I'm going to. I'm glad I said it from the air, so that don't bear me witness. Yeah,
that's as much as we can take on today's show. Thank you so much for everyone who sent a message, everyone who called in on the show today, and this is as much as we can take. But we promise you bigger and better and more insightful conversations next week, Sunday.
That's right. We're going to keep you waiting and wanting and anticipating. Until then, it is bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Join the conversation no matter where you are. Download our mobile app by searching on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Also, get news updates and sports, entertainment, news, and current affairs right on the app. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.